KC2NBM. Good morning. Listening to any calls.
This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls. This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, K2PCB.
K2PCB, KE2GDQ, go ahead. How are you this morning?
Well, I am good, which is interesting. But I was connecting in through my node, well, my truck node to my home node to Ross's node and out. And I gave a handful of calls over the past 10 minutes. And I didn't hear anything back until I put my radio on scan. And scan would search RF directly, looking at Ross's node and my node. And I am not getting anything back, which is interesting.
That is interesting, because I was doing some stuff here in the shack and looked at it. I said, Travis should be on here any time now. And I'm listening and nothing. So I put out the call and then nothing. I waited a couple minutes and then put out another call and then you came back. So it's good that you're in here.
Yeah, and I can see when you are transmitting. It's coming through the nodes and it's lighting up, and I can see that, I don't know why, there's something broken in the link. All the indicator statuses for the, Superman page say everything's working, but, oh well. Might have to do a restart on one of the sites.
Yeah, it's funny how there'll be a bug somewhere, somehow, some glitch. And then by just restarting everything's fine, and we never really know what the root cause was. My audience, because in the military, you kind of, well, at least when I was in, well, I could pick my job, but sometimes you couldn't. You just, here, this is what you're doing. And, so you didn't know what you were getting. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I got to look back and finish watching it because I fell asleep partway through.
Yeah, it really wasn't that long, but it was again long enough to not be able to squeeze it all in a small window. But yeah, I like those are cool. I'm also looking at, and I don't know if you sent me a video on a QRP rig, that QMX. Somebody had it built in a 3D printed enclosure, had an antenna off of it, sitting on the tripod. Some people were just holding them. I've been getting interested, curious, of what it would be like to buy one of those kits and build it, test it, use it. There are some choices in models. There are some, obviously it's QRP, so it's 3 to 5 watts, depending on how you power it and what band you're on. I'm finding it very interesting, and I don't know if I want to jump in, and it would definitely be a time sink to build it. So I've been playing around with them. QRP Labs, they have the QMX and the QMX Plus. The QMX Plus gives you 160 meters to 6 meter range, sideband, CW, some digital modes. It's QRP and low power, but it's small, portable, and you could buy the kit for just over $100.
The video sounds like it's the ham radio duo, a husband and wife team. They do a lot of QRP stuff and, Morse code. Specifically, they both love Morse code, and they do a lot of POTA. At least they post a lot of POTA stuff. And, yeah, I've looked at that with QRP Laboratories, and it does sound interesting. And I've thought about building one of those kits, even if I just started to listen to the Morse code and started to hear it over and over and over and started to pick up things. So, yes, I'm interested in that, too, especially, like you said, it's small, it's portable. It is something I could take out to, for me, Como Lake is just almost a stone's throw from the house. Go there, set up a small antenna, and just listen.
Yeah, I'm really torn between the QMX and the QMX Plus. Again, the Plus gives you all bands, but the size of the enclosure grows quite a bit. There's a lot of, like, 80% at least empty space within the enclosure. So it's a lot. But it gives you options for add-ons or putting a battery pack inside, rechargeable battery pack. So there's some things you can do, but it's just not as portable. It's not something you put in a little, a little case that you put in your backpack. And it's a little more bulky to carry, and I didn't see any alternatives for a, a smaller enclosure, reposition the front panel so that, it tightens it up a bit or flattens it up. If that was the case, if I found that, I would jump on it. But right now I'm doing my research and see what I can come up with.
Yeah, once I hit, discovered that video or that, those videos, the YouTube channel, that's when it really started to dawn on me that there's so many different paths you can go down in ham radio. Yesterday I got a couple of emails from the Lancaster Radio Club, and there was a guy selling some equipment. Price what didn't seem bad, but right now I'm not going to buy it. He just says, I'm not an FM-er. He's just not on, into UHF, VHF frequencies, and he's more of an HF guy, sounds like. It's really interesting to see the different areas of ham radio that people get into.
See a Echolink connection in here, so I'll pause and say good morning. K2PCB.
KC2NVM, good morning. I came in earlier, nobody was around, so I popped out, listened to music, and then I stopped at Tim Hortons, and I get here, and I'm the only car, and I'm like, oh, Travis must not be coming to work today. And sure enough, he pulls in inside. Good morning.
Well, good morning there, Jeff. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties at the start of the trip. I think I figured out what it was. Yeah, hopefully you're hearing me okay, because I'm going back direct into Ross's node rather than through the internet right now.
Yeah, you're coming in fine.
Yeah, we were just chatting QRP rigs, and I've been doing some research. And I don't know if it was the video that Brad sent that had me thinking about it, some other videos I had watched, or that little receiver that you were showing us. How's that been working for you? And holy crap, it's 6:45.
No, it's 5:45, according to my car.
Oh, you could go home and catch another hour of sleep then.
Or you could do what this one guy at PCB used to do. He used to punch in and then go back in his car and sleep for an hour and then go back in the building. I remember his last name was DRC. I can't remember what his first name was. He did, I think, what Eric Holton was doing now.
That kind of stuff can get you fired. It's called time theft.
I should probably get out of here and head on in. But just quickly, is that the guy that went to the Postal Service?
Yes, it is. And then he got fired from there.
Yeah, that part I remember. Okay, just confirming that was the same guy. That's funny. All right, this is K2PCB. I'm going to call it, for me at least, 73s. Good morning, guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. K2PCB clear.
73s, KC2NVM clear.
73s, KE2GDQ, and we're clear of the channel.